years of radio. Radio moment.
Now this is not an Archer sound effect. That's genuine port, is that? Wonderful stuff. Donated kindly to Radio Moments by my good friend
Pete Wagstaff.
Cheers, Pete. It's very generous of you. Thank you very much indeed. Now, this week's Radio Moments is a little bit different from usual. We're looking back not only at the last 7 days in radio history, but also looking back to the last year, and also looking over our shoulder at the names in the radio world who are sadly no longer with us. No careful script this week. It's all sort of as it happens, really, rather more informal. This year, of course, saw the 40th anniversary of commercial radio, so maybe it's fitting to turn the clock back now and just imagine the way it was as 1975 turned gently into 1976. And let's turn on Capital Radio one more time.
Once more.
Yes, once more. Cuddly Ken and Roger Scott with the Hot 100 Show, your very own London faves.
Number 100.
To make you change your mind.
Just crept in at the bottom bit, Ralph McTell and Streets of London.
Nice cheerful start. That was in the last one. This one wasn't. Number 99, the Stylistics said, "You make me feel brand new."
Roger Scott and Kenny Everett with Capital's Top 100.
How fresh does that sound? All these years on Kenny Everett, on Capital, as 1975 turned into 76.
Mm.
Now, LBC also celebrated its 40th anniversary just a week before Capital. And they did in style too, both on the air and off the air. What a year it's been for LBC as well. It's, you know, back to its former glory and so much coverage on TV and other radio stations. There was one classic episode of PM on Radio 4 with the wonderful Eddie Mayer. And they mentioned two separate LBC stories in that one programme, such as the influence, once again, thankfully, of LBC. On air, they commemorated it beautifully, I think. Congratulations to James Rea. And one of his ideas, I gather, was to bring back one of the old familiar voices, Dougie Cameron.
Well, today, LBC has its biggest audience since records began, with more than a million listeners. London Mayor Boris Johnson, who has a regular phone-in show on LBC 97.3, says it sets the agenda with its programmes.
Absolutely flawless as well. The return of Dougie Cameron to LBC on its 40th anniversary. Let's look back to exactly this time of year, 40 years ago, and that saw the third and final station of the year to launch.
At a launching, as we Clydesiders well know, it is the invariable custom for a prayer to be said, invoking God's blessing upon the new vessel and upon all who will sail in her. A deeply moving occasion it always is, for you cannot but be thinking of all the adventures, the hazards, the possibilities that lie ahead for this near-human thing that is suddenly coming alive before your eyes.
Beautiful words, and so well delivered as well. The early breaths from Radio Clyde. And it's true to say LBC and Capital in London had a really tough first year, but I think Clyde was seen as a station which had a much better beginning, actually, thank goodness, giving us hope that commercial radio might actually work. Staying with Scotland, and New Year's Eve 1965 now, and that period of time saw the launch of another station. This one was a pirate.
This is a proud moment for me, and indeed for all of us here, for after many months of trial and tribulation, Radio Scotland is now a floating reality. Thanks to the skill and ingenuity of a dedicated band of radio engineers and the loyalty of our team, we have been able to convert a former Clyde-built lightship, the Comet, into one of the most modern offshore broadcasting stations in the world.
Ah, that's jolly, isn't it? We like that. The launch of the pirate Radio Scotland, New Year's Eve 1965. So many names on board that station, actually. Stuart Henry spent some time there. My idol Steve V. Merrick was on board, and Richard Park was there as well. The station only lasted a couple of years. Tommy Shields was the chap whose voice you hear there. And it was his baby, and when the government shut it down a couple of years later, he died literally just months after, sort of like a broken heart. And that's the way you feel sometimes when your station goes. Another sad farewell this week. It's 1994.
I think really, Paul, it's because we've tapped into the needs of the community. That's the key to the success of any local radio station. And the fact is that Devon Air is the most listened to station in its area. It's the listener's choice. And that's by serving people, finding out what they want and then giving it to them and giving it to them consistently. And that's been the reason for success.
Devon Air's last day of broadcasting. Off the air from one this afternoon. But will never be forgotten by our many loyal listeners.
The heart and soul of Devon, Devon Air.
Thanks for making us number one.
The heart and soul of Devon, Devon Air.
The end of Devon Air this time of year in 1994. After 14 years on air, it lost its licence, didn't it? Three other applications for that licence, and the regulator did not choose Devon Air, so off it went. This time of year always reminds me of Radio Luxembourg, because Luxie closed down on New Year's Eve. It was 21 years ago, and it's really difficult to explain to, shall I say, the younger generation? I shall. How significant Radio Luxembourg was, because, you know, this was a foreign station that you could barely hear. It was only on medium wave. It was only in the evenings. But back then, of course, there was so little else to listen to right through the 70s, even into the early 80s when commercial radio was doing crazy things in the evenings. Still, you turned to Luxie, didn't you, for mainstream pop music. It was huge in its time. So not surprisingly, very sad when it eventually went off air New Year's Eve, 21 years ago.
This is for real. 10.5 years ago, I didn't dream I could be here to carry out the final words on the close down of the world's biggest and most famous commercial radio station. I'm both honoured and sad to say a fond farewell and goodbye after over 59 years of broadcasting. So on behalf of the present Luxie team and all the past presenters and staff, this is Mike Hollis saying thank you, and may Radio Luxembourg live on forever in your fondest memories.
Maybe the morning will find the sunshine.
Farewell, Radio Luxembourg, and good night. Lots of openings and closings of radio stations for the new year, and a fairly complex time to do it, I guess, and high overtime bills. New Year's Eve 1970 saw the launch of BBC Teesside, and that same day BBC Solent came on the air too.
This is BBC Radio Solent, broadcasting on 96.1 VHF.
Solent actually was launched by Lord Mountbatten, and you have to listen to this. Have a listen to this.
I've been asked to inaugurate the BBC's great and exciting new venture, Radio Solent. I suppose I was asked because I'm the governor of the Isle of Wight. And you may not realize it, but the transmitting station for Radio Solent is in the Isle of Wight. So we islanders have a stranglehold on it. We could go and pull down the mast and close down the transmitter any time we liked. And then the announcer sitting in Southampton would be talking into a perfectly useless cable.
Where did that come from? That's wonderful, isn't it? So mischievous. Lord Mountbatten launching Radio Solent on New Year's Eve 1970. Now, looking back at 2013, how are we going to remember the last year? Well, for BBC Local Radio, it was your first networked evening show, wasn't it, with Mark Forrest. Radio 4, what happened there? Well, it was farewell to quite a few famous voices, continuity and newsreading voices, like Peter Donaldson.
BBC News.
Isn't that amazing, isn't it? Even without saying an extra word, just the way he said BBC News, you could tell it was the last time, couldn't you?
BBC News.
Absolutely. And Charlotte Green ended her reign as well.
BBC News.
There we are, BBC News again. Charlotte Green ending her reign on air. And she, as I say, ending her reign, she went on to do the classifieds this year too, didn't she?
Aston Villa 3, Manchester City 2.
So Tony Hall became Director General. The Queen opened new broadcasting house, and we remember that wonderful picture of the newsreaders turning around, and there she is with her hat on. Also this year, TFM began relaying Metro's programming.
3, 2, 1.
The transmitter has been seized. Starting Monday at 6 a.m. A new sound.
on TFM.
Also this year, John Humphreys had some new company on the Today programme.
It's 6 o'clock on Monday, the 7th of October. Good morning, this is Today with Michelle Hussain and John Humphreys.
The headlines this morning, a new national crime agency starts work today with the aim of rooting out Britain's most powerful criminal gang.
And we had a few farewells, didn't we, for established commercial radio presenters in Nottingham. The East Midlands Twiggy, who'd been on Trent for years and years and years, then on Capital, he waved goodbye.
I'm going to miss you. When the microphones go down, I'm going to kiss you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Shall we?
Similarly, this year we also waved farewell to Rob Chandler from Heart East Anglia, who had been on Broadland for about nearly 30 years and had been on that breakfast show with Chrissy for 14 years. So farewell to Rob.
For the last 14 years.
Yeah, after 14 years, Chrissy, it comes down to this final moment together.
Also, we had the end of MXR. The multiplexes all got reorganised, didn't they? Lots of talk of digital radio this year. The Competition Commission pronounced on the global acquisition. And Radio 2 got its new Sonic logo after 15 years. Well done, Wise Buddha. And the logo's caught on already, hasn't it? Great stuff. This year saw the end of Sony's relationship with the Sony Radio Awards. And I must say thank you, Sony, for your support over the years. Next year, it's going to be the Radio Academy Awards, and if you're planning to hurry back to work and dig out that award-winning audio, then I wish you good luck. Talking of award-winning audio, must just thank the many people who send me in bits of audio for Radio Moments. Really, really grateful. Thank you to people like Paul Easton, who's been in radio 100 years, just about. Thank you, Paul. Also, John Collins. Thanks, John. Andy Wormsley from that wonderful blog, Radio Jottings. Thank you, Andy. There's also the site aircheckdownloads.com with some great stuff on there. So thank you, guys. Really do appreciate it. If you do have something, whatever it's on, send it me. I've got just about every medium here. I've got CD, cassette machine, mini disc, reel-to-reel, car player. It doesn't matter what it's on. Just do send it to me. And if it's already digitized, you can upload it straight away at radiomoments.co.uk. Thank you very much indeed. Now, this time of year means Big Ben, doesn't it? And it's exactly 90 years since we first heard those chimes, only thanks to a BBC engineer. Welcome, A.G. Dryland.
We had taken a microphone down to Westminster. We clambered with the clumsy instrument onto a house roof, across the road from the Houses of Parliament, because we hadn't permission then to go inside. Our bright idea was to let the world hear Big Ben. Our microphone picked up a good deal of traffic noise, but it got the midnight chime good and hearty.
In a few moments, you can hear Big Ben ringing out the old year and ringing in the new. And that's the end of the forecast for coastal waters of England and Wales. And it's also the end of broadcasting for Thursday, the end of broadcasting for 1970, and the beginning for 1971.
It was all very formal, wasn't it? And there's one more chap who very much reminds me of this time of year, probably does to you as well, and that's Ray Moore.
So may I, as the very first voice on Radio 2 in 1988, wish you a very happy new year. Come on, Jules, where's my box fizz? Come on, get moving.
No more champagne.
No more, I haven't had any yet.
Fireworks are through, here we are.
I miss that voice on the radio so very, very much. And there we are. The end of one year and we head towards the next. And I hope that 2014 brings you everything you wish for yourself. Let's close today, I think fittingly, with remembering just a few of those names in radio who waved a fond farewell this year. Good night. Patricia Hughes.
Good evening from the Royal Festival Hall in London.
David Jacobs.
Here's one that came out a few weeks ago, but stupidly I passed it by.
David Oates.
Here's what Sir Alex Ferguson had to say about his counterpart Mick McCarthy.
Angela Bond.
Every week I used to go down into the BBC record library.
Dave Hickman.
He said as the rain trickled down the window.
Bob Kilby.
Good evening, Night Owls, and a very warm welcome to the Saturday Late Show.
Henry Owens.
Playing those hits at Atlantic 252.
Rory Morrison.
According to The Guardian, he thought nothing more of the matter.
Brian Tansley.
Calling for the resignation of the Chelsea chairman, Brian Mears.
John Shaw.
Something from the new Fish album now, on which Kappa Kaylee also feature.
Christopher Martin Jenkins.
It's all over. England have regained the ashes.
Alistair Moon.
This is Thatcher was in Washington, and one of the Sunday Times journalists.
Mark Turnbull.
Now the writ's been moved, the date's been fixed, by-election coming up.
Douglas Stewart.
I remember that it was a very hot day in Beirut.
Mike Baker.
Beacon 303 and 97.2 in stereo.
Radio Moments 2013 was produced and presented by David Lloyd. You can hear the regular Radio Moments audio features at the end of the weekly podcast from Radio Today and from the Radio Academy, or on the Radio Moments audio boot channel. To leave a message or to upload vintage audio, go to radiomoments.co.uk.